Hello and welcome to the Comfort Conspiracy Podcast, episode number 17, the medically inadvisable episode.
Hello.
Hello.
That were the voices of the co-hosts of the... Oh dear, I'm really not doing well today. I'm Gentleman. I'm here with Darren Stretcher Monkey and Steve Sofi, as is the usual way.
Yes, indeed. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's a bit late tonight, Hola. Isn't it?
It's already very late.
Yeah. We've got a wounded soldier with us tonight as well, haven't we? We've got someone who's been working hard all day and is ill and is still doing a podcast.
And woke up yesterday morning.
Yes.
And hasn't gone to bed yet.
So bear with Steve. We'll get him through it.
So... in the background, playing this in and looping at the moment, is there a reason? You normally have a reason.
I saw it on telly, or I heard someone talking about it, and I was like, oh, I've got that, I love that. I love the drums in it. The drums are great. So I thought, yeah, that might work as a loop. So we'll try it as our little backing track and see just how annoying it could possibly get. You may never hear this song ever again. You never know.
And it is Popcorn by...
Hot Butter.
For those that don't already know it.
From 1972, I believe.
Oh,
I think it's one of the very early proper all-synthy type... Well, it's not all synth, is it? Because it's got drums in it, but you know what I mean. Proper electro tune without guitars and stuff. Right, okay. I'm going to play a tune to kick things off. This is by a new guy I've discovered on SoundCloud called Diesel, and this song's called Shimon.
Shimon! So I couldn't help myself there. I don't know where that came from.
It's got to be done, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got a horrible feeling that might have been a Bose Selector influence on me, and I fucking hate Bose Selector.
Motherfucker.
that's Diesel with Shimone, basically showing lots of dubstep producers how to make dubstep with those sounds without doing that terrible generic dubstep that seems to appear.
That's what I'm always going on about. That stands out. That's got something different to it.
It's got. I think he plays a lot of live piano as well, so he's obviously a bit of a musician.
I love the little Hammond
bit.
Cool. Yeah, the jazz breakdown. I really, really like that.
Yeah, it's quality, isn't it?
So where and how?
If you go
Sorry, that was a bit demanding. tell me now.
If you go to Diesel's SoundCloud page, which is Diesel Beats UK, it's a freebie. So
good man.
Go there and download that. Motherfucker.
Shimone!
He's also got a YouTube channel, which is Diesel Beats UK as well.
Is that Diesel spelt in the usual manner?
D-I-E-S-E-L. Yeah.
Is the S not a 5?
No.
Well, there you go.
No, it's not a 5.
Shall I have a go as well, then?
Do you want to have a little go?
I'll have a little go.
I went to darkstep.org
today because at Darkstep at Darkstep on Twitter followed me, and darkstep.org is a website that has nothing except a music player, tiny little white one, nothing, no other information, and it plays you Darkstep, which is dark dubstep. So the first thing they played me was a track called by Jeevious and Mental Note. I'm going to spell because I can't show you the written down. I'm sorry. Jeevious is Jeevious versus Mental Note, which is spelt Mental Note. And the two of them together are now Vengeance of the Undead.
Nice.
So soundcloud.com/ Vengeance of the Undead.
I like the fact that they've gone down that whole death metal route of tongue-in-cheek names.
Yes.
That sound really like I'm gonna rape your brain.
And you can find them both separately on myspace.com/ Mental Note D&B or myspace.com/ Jeevious Music.
Should we play it then?
And I'm going to play one, and this, I can't read the title, so I'm going to tell you what the title is.
In a minute,
when the track rolls out. But they do a lovely blend of a whole bunch of dark steppy, dubsteppy, D&B type tunes, and their SoundCloud has some free downloads and some you can buy.
We like a freebie. Dark step.
coming.
Yes, that is Jeebius versus Mental Note, who together are Vengeance of the Undead. And I'm going to slightly correct the link information I gave you. Just go to soundcloud.com/vengeance-of-the-undead. Find them there, and that will link out to everything else that you want to know about them. And they are Lucas Silverstein and David Wadsworth of New York and Florida in the United of States.
Wadsworth, did you say?
Wadsworth.
I like the way.
Rude.
I like the way that I start the podcast with like a nice, happy, go lucky tune, and then Phil comes along and brings in some atmosphere.
I wouldn't call it happy and go lucky.
Ah. Oh.
Wait until I play my next tune, which I'm going to insist we play all of without any talking over.
Oh.
Yeah. So the track was Metathesiophobia. No, Metathesiophobia from the Metathesiophobia EP.
Nice. Catchy.
Yeah.
Is that a buyer or a freebie?
That's a freebie. The EP is a freebie. So you can find that. Go find their SoundCloud.
I love a free EP, do you know what I mean? Because normally there's five tunes there. Normally you've got a couple there which are good ones.
I think it might be three, but it was more than a single. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
I don't like an EP that's a single with four remixes on it, though. That's just a single.
Especially when three of them are shit house remixes. So what is it? You get one decent drum and D&B or dubstep remix, and then three shit house remixes.
Yeah. True.
DJ Darren's Gran or something.
And then you get a Breaks remix, which is just the drum and bass one a bit slower.
Oh dear, oh dear. Go on, play some music.
I'm going to play something a little bit old school. When I say old school, I mean it's an old tune that's been re-recorded.
Used to listen to at school.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. Motherfucker!
It's not in any way hip hop whatsoever. Oh, I see what's going on here. We didn't
I'll
stop the tune, did we?
Yeah.
Hey!
We'll start again, because that was the most un version of that. The opposite of what I'm going to play, should I say?
Because unversion doesn't work.
No. Where did that word come from? So this is a
it came from the dictionary. Did you read? Because you're a dick. Sorry.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to let this play for a little bit. We'll be right back. So as I've not really said who this is by, this is Emiliana Torini with her version of White Rabbit.
Okay.
What's she from?
She's from Emiliana Torini.
A lot.
She's not, rather not from lovely. That band we were talking about.
No, she's okay. Not in St. Etienne or no. Stereolamp. I couldn't have been further from the truth.
Anyway, back to the music. DJ. Sorry about that. So, like I say, that's White Rabbit by Emiliana Torini. She's a singer from Iceland, and that's I got that off the soundtrack to Sucker Punch, which is that
kind of
weird film that's been out recently.
I've not watched it yet. I'm going to.
It's worth a view, I've been told.
If you're a bloke, it's got supposedly crap. A crap film, terrible, but really quite nice to watch.
It's by the guy who did 300, is that right?
Yeah, that's the one. So it's Plastic Pants Men.
Yeah, that kind of...
It's just about the costumes, basically.
I shouldn't like that track, because I'm a massive Jefferson Airplane fan, and you just don't touch that track.
Is that by Jefferson Airplane, originally?
Yeah, the original, yeah.
But is it?
Yeah.
That was really good.
It's a cracking remix, isn't it? Well, remake.
Mm.
But, yeah, that tune always... What's the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? The bit in the bath. If you haven't seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than this podcast. Stop now and go and watch that.
But then come back.
Yes.
That was really nice. I'd kind of missed the fact that it was a cover and thought it was the Velvet Underground version being remixed to start with, because the bass line at the beginning sounds just like the Velvet Underground version with a bit of filter on. So that's why I got confused. That was really nice. Oh, the Velvet Underground version's great. It's got Nico singing on it.
I'm always a little bit... I'm not 100% sure on Nico.
Oh, Nico's wicked.
I think that's her charm, though.
Yeah.
She's like that guy that you like, but you know, if you met him in the pub, you'd hit him.
I'm going to play next, keeping it in the mood. And I think we can play the whole thing because it's a free download, so it's not a problem, and it has to be played in its entirety. This is Missing by Plaid, and it's the first release of the forthcoming Scintilla album by Plaid, which is out on Warp in the next couple of months. This is...
Shall I fade us to silence?
Yeah, just go on.
Okay.
This is beautiful, and listen to the time signature on this. I want a cuddle that sounds like that, that feels like that tune sounds. I love that piece of music.
Yeah. I want a cuddle that feels like this tune sounds.
I'm trying to imagine that and I can't. It seems to involve a lot of poking.
I don't want a poke that sounds like that.
So that was, as I say, Missing by Plaid from the forthcoming Scintilla album, and you can get that by
Good work, Plaid.
Googling Plaid.
No, you can't yet.
You can get that. That's a free download.
Sorry, I thought you meant the album.
PLAID.
PLAID, yes. The artwork for that is awesome as well. It's plaid, but it's spelt as bits of colour forming a cube. I can't describe the picture. It's genius. Really good.
Translates well.
Yeah, I know.
It's spelt like bits of colour making a cube.
Visual radio.
It is, though. You're right.
Yeah. So there we go. I liked a bit of that. How many tunes was that? We've only done a couple
each, haven't we?
We've
done four, yeah.
I'm going to read a message out after you play your next tune.
Okay. All right. Well, we had something nice and chilled and relaxing, so I'm going to reciprocate with a bit of Skrillex and kill everybody. I think this is a good roller, this tune. I love the bass line in it. things going in the set. I like that.
Yeah, how did you describe it at the beginning? A bit of a roller.
A bit of a roller, yeah. It's got that.
It rolls.
It's just got that. Yeah, it rolls, yeah. Great bass line, great rhythm. Love its funky style.
And not dubstep.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's why. Oh, you cheeky bastard.
Oh, you cheeky bastard.
Sir, but I do like ya.
So, Skrillex, kill everybody. The stuff is Scary Monsters and Nice Bright EP, which is out on Mousetrap. He's Sonny Morey's from the US. And he also does kind of metalcore music as well. He does programming and vocals for various metalcore groups. So.
I think sonically he does anything he's not meant to.
Yeah. I think there is a kind of area of dubstep which seems to, the producers seem to have that metal background that gives it that kind of that edge, do you know what I mean? It's a crossover between
rock,
that kind of
the soul of rock itself.
Oh god, the concept of emo step just passed through me like radiation.
Get it away.
Oh dear. Yeah, the thing with emo step is you don't have to touch the mixer because it will cut itself.
I was trying to think of a cutting.
I was joke, rapidly working.
That makes three of us.
Well, in that case, I won. I'm going to.
I retract my laugh.
Regular listeners may remember.
Go on then. That's good.
That's really good. Regular listeners may remember that last week was the conclusion of our competition segment.
Momentous competition.
Monumentous, I'd say.
Yeah, I think this was another one of the segments that we're putting together that can get us that Sony Radio Award.
Yeah.
I think that competition was one of those moments.
It was up there, I tell you. I get quite emotional, actually, when I think about it.
I can see you welling up as we... You carry on
without me.
So Christian, who
best bit of acting I've seen in a long time. It's good.
No, I told you I liked it. Christian, one of our two regular listeners, was the winner of the competition, and he sent us a kind of an acceptance speech. I'm going to read out for you. Christian, I hope you'll forgive my delivery on your behalf here, but here we go. Wow, what can I say? This is truly the best thing I've ever won. Which I'm really sorry about that, mate. Firstly, I'd like to thank my family who have supported me through my Armageddon destruction process. I'd also like to thank Liv Tyler for being the only reason I kept watching. And lastly, I'd like to thank God, without whom I wouldn't be the man I am today, and for also sending that rock hurtling towards Earth. Anywho, you may have to get your wallet out, boys, as I'm back in Cracknell. That's the drug-ridden armpit of a town in Berkshire, and not the boatman who took a knock to the noggin. Around that time, I'll be back in Cracknell around that time, and I'm contemplating extending my stay. So if you bring the CD, I'll bring the blowtorch and let the carnage begin. And can you give a shout out to my mate Barry, who I've just got to like the Facebook page? He's a top boy. All right, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Top boy. thank you for that, Christian.
And just in case, the bit in the middle about the God throwing a rock at the planet, I didn't mean to laugh on that, just in case you're a fundamentalist Christian. And you meant it.
Or God.
Or God.
If you are.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
If you are a fundamentalist Christian, or God, on my behalf, but I do not speak for the comfort conspiracies on home.
Fuck you.
Ouch.
So there we go. So yeah,
comfort
this
conspiracy where tolerance is paramount.
Sorry, God.
So we're going to have to get the wallet out and buy him a drink, because it sounds like he's going to come down and join us at the Monkey Suit gig, which is on.
I'm God, and I'm not happy.
20-umpteenth of Jalemba.
23rd, isn't it, of September?
monkeysuitmusic.co.uk/events.
Yes. I hope it's the 23rd, because...
I believe it is.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday.
It's whatever we said was the correct answer.
Anyway, maybe we'll see you there, Christian, for a pint.
And a blowtorch. I nearly said the wrong thing.
I wonder where you were going. Speaking of Monkey Suit Music, Dave of the Monkey Suit Music, previously mentioned, sent all of us a tip-off to a band which I shotgunned down from under you.
Yes.
So I'm going to play it. So this is Introducing, is the first track from the Public Service Broadcast EP. Public Service Broadcast being the name of the artists.
And not a public service broadcast.
I think you should go into TV presenting.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living, one thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
Public service broadcasting.
Watch closely now. You may want to mystify your friends.
It is a new thing.
Oh, it sounds neat.
No compromise. No shortcuts. It's the best.
They're here to have a big time.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can hardly wait to see it.
Wait till you see it. It's beautiful.
Dreamy body.
You expect more. And you get it.
Public service broadcasting.
What you're going to hear about today is nothing short of a miracle.
It's one of the great wonders of our age.
But is it really art? Or is it just another fashion trend? Maybe it's both. You can depend on it. How can people relax under the tension of modern life? Get room to stretch out, room to move in, to relax, let yourself go. Well, that's good news. Let yourself go.
so that was...
Yeah, that's wicked.
Really, really good, wasn't it? That was Introduction, brackets, Let Yourself Go, from EP1 by Public Service Broadcasting, which you can but get from Bandcamp, publicservicebroadcasting.bandcamp.com, and that's on Honorbox, so you pay as much as you want, as little or as much. I suggest much you give them money.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
And if you,
you want
to know...
to be able to afford to make
do more.
More good music, then give them a little bit of money for it.
I'm going to read you the bio from publicservicebroadcasting.net, which is a rather good site. About Public Service Broadcasting is the brainchild of J. Will Goose Esquire, who combines guitar, a banjo, a computer and a theremin with samples from old public information films to create new, exciting and decidedly eccentric music that informs, educates and entertains. Will Goose is an erstwhile geography teacher and public information film enthusiast from West London with far too much time on his hands. So there you go and check him out because he's wicked and I really want to go and see him live. Upcoming live dates. Dave's been not keeping us informed.
That wasn't a sentence.
Dave has not told me this. I've just found this on Public Service Broadcasting's website. Upcoming live dates.
Sorry, Dave. You carry on doing what you do, mate. We appreciate it.
18th of September at the Old Queen's Head, Islington, Monkey Soup. So it's one of Dave's gigs he's not bothered to tell us about.
Dave, oh, right. Gig, you never told
and this,
us about
and
that.
This guy is playing. I've just discovered that reading his website
when's
now.
He, when's
so
that?
There we go. 18th of September. Ah,
that's
Dave.
That's the gig, isn't it?
No, we're going drinking. That's my birthday drinks day. I might have to rearrange my entire plan and go to London now. So there we go. Anyway, go to publicservicebroadcasting.net, check him out. He was wicked. More music!
Hey.
Come
okay,
on, yeah.
So, ooh, yeah, if you've got a tune, yeah?
I haven't.
Oh. No, you can't.
Okay.
Just go crawl right. Back into your duvet.
This tune I got for you, Steve, because... you've not heard of Ghost Poet, have you?
Oh, this was the Mercury.
He's the Mercury
person.
Guy. Have you heard any of him? Okay. So this is, I think it's his latest single. It's called Survive It. And it's the, whose remix is it? It's the Quest's Guidance remix. So a bit of good British hip hop for you.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Sounding a bit too much like a DJ.
DJ!
I need to stop it.
In it is British hip hop, in it, mate, here live in the studio with Westwoods!
I'm 44 years old and life ain't golden. Like Jill Scott said, when you got no cash, got no check, but got no credit card, life is pretty hard. Sure you can see that I'm plus underrated. Plus bare knockbacks when you show on the door, cause they talking about cutbacks. And you think what next, left or the right? The key in the door, but the door won't open and heartbeat frozen. Left to the heavens, but nobody's coming and I'm rising the oven. So you stop mind wandering, I'm back to the present. It's a dinner for one with the dimmer lights on. And you're trying to get atmosphere like she was here, but she's long gone. Like Rocky Balboa and Adrian. Teardrops while you sip on the heavy, yeah.
No, 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 no. Ain't on a license to kill like double O. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 no. Ain't on a license to kill like double O. I just wanna live life and survive it.
There ain't no fun in the dope queue. We queue for fun, but it just ain't funny. Sleep for dinner is cheap kind of dinner, so I got to increase my money. But the cash, it really don't stretch so far. When you stretch that far and your mind says, rah. Look at those braids. Can't nobody tell me that crime don't pay. Cookie city brokers, run scot-free. Force of crime, suddenly they got me. Thinking about ways of getting new creps. Get a new step, dance a two-step. She ain't looking for no broke, broke, broke. So I gotta increase my notes. She ain't loving no new hope, no, so I got to get me my own.
No, 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 no. Ain't on a license to kill like double O. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 no. Ain't on a license to kill like double O. I just wanna live life and survive it.
You're against school and
is down, but I think you'll get there soon. Just have a little faith, mate.
It'll turn out great, yeah. It's all my time. Like one of them sat navs. You need to get over there, then down to it. Go down the road and left out the roundabout, head out the window. So much to shout about, and that you buzzing. And I presume isn't burning the flames like a phoenix of risen. Well, I hope so. That's the plan in the end. Get a nice house, a few true friends, a wife I could cry with. Life of creatives. Kids so beautiful, they're truly a blessing. But I'm just guessing, just speculating, thinking loud. You know, that's all I do. And I don't know much, but I know what if I don't want regrets. Gonna try my best, but I'm only a man doing what I can. And I'll go forth with these words in my hand, in my hand.
No, 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 no. Ain't on a license to kill like double O. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 no. Ain't on a license to kill like double O. I just wanna live life and survive it.
No, 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 no. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 no.
So, that's Ghost Poet with Survive It in the Quest Guidance remix.
Like that a lot.
It's quality. He's got a really nice, then. Really nice
that
style of rapping.
Win the Mercury Music Award.
Yeah,
I like over all the other people I haven't heard of.
Yeah, that nice lazy drawl that he's got. Is, I like that.
Yeah,
he's from Coventry, I think. So his current album, which is his first album, is called Peanut Butter Blues and Melancholy Jam, and that's nominated for the Mercury Music Prize this year. I think he's got possibly an EP that came out that got released free. I don't know his website, sorry Ghost Poet, but I'm sure if you Google him you'll find it. And I think you can get his first EP free from there.
I'll do that.
Cracking.
I'll pay for it.
Ghostpoet.co.uk.
Lovely.
He's got a little bit of a Rodney Smith thing about him.
I'll agree with that.
Good.
And on that note...
You said that like we're all about to die.
I could play some music.
He looks. Do you know what he looked like?
He looked like a man that forgot he was meant to be playing some music.
Yeah.
He looked like a meerkat has just sensed that there's some sort of eagle over there.
I'd love everybody to be able to see Darren's meerkat impression because it's very good.
I suddenly spotted the eagle of responsibility flying over my...
Is that still knocking about?
The eagle of responsibility.
Yeah, it's been clattering around in the bedroom for days.
It's taking the pickings of the dead horse that's outside.
Oh, Fernando.
I'll tell you what, Darren. Play another one.
Play another tune?
Yeah, why not?
So then you got two
left. Let's shake
it
up. I've got quite a few, but they're all of that little bucket of extra tunes.
Okay.
So before I dip into my bucket,
let's have it's all just Coldplay.
You make it sound so exactly. Sorted. So sorted. All right, this is...
It's Coldplay and Hardfi. I'm going to do a mega mix.
Coldfi?
Coldfi.
Hardfi.
Right, the reason I'm playing this tune and the reason I played the White Rabbit tune are both due to my mate Simon. We went out for drinks last Friday and ended up back at his playing tunes at each other, as you do. And he introduced me to White Rabbit and he also played this one, which is from, I'm sure I've heard it before, but it's a cracking remix. It's from 2010. It's Painkiller by... Freestylers featuring Pendulum.
Aye.
And it's the Council House remix.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a terrorist?
No, a terrorist.
The Council House remix. Surely that's a plaza or something. Tired out, trouble on my
radar. Running round live while Council House with a K. Everybody's bunning, baby, let me come and get up. Isn't it incredible that I'm even still awake? Still alive, still I take poison at the village. Fuck a little line, we could go ahead and kill a cake. Living in a killer state, maybe that's a good excuse. Let me take a shot, sit the bar like I'm bulletproof. Now my
belly full of juice. I'm walking every day with a who's lip, battered eye, beat up, stained liver. I'm reaching in my cupboard for a. Wish I never tried none. Saturated chemical, but I don't wanna die, mom. Maybe you could try some, no point wasting it. First it was a little bit, but now I got my face in it. Run around chasing it, everything is so hot. Everybody's screw face, looking like sober. Pressure and it won't stop, pushing up my heart rate. Arguments and attitude, and you don't wanna stop me. I'm pissing, but I can't wait. Now I got a closed fist. Woke up shivering and swimming in my own piss. It's just my own riff, a real brain split up. I'm reaching in my cover for a. Painkiller, let it go. Killer, 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 killer. Painkiller, let it go. Killer, 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 killer. Painkiller, let it go. Go, 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 killer. Painkiller, let it go.
Falls under our little Fatty Bombatti umbrella. You're gonna leave me hanging on that one.
No, I was just trying to work out what a Fatty Bombatti umbrella was.
It's my Fatty Bombatti umbrella.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's good. Good kick, good snare.
You're not allowed
snare.
Under the Fatty Fambody.
Fambody!
Fatty Bombatti!
I'll get my coat.
No, that's really, really nice. I haven't heard any freestylers in ages.
I've not done anything
well.
For ages. When I was having a little research about the various people on that, as you do, and it's 2006 or something, their most recent album. And I don't think they've done anything recently, really. Council House, spelt council with a K, is a guy, where's he from? I think he's from the UK. He started in 2008 and he's been started off recording with Mickey Finn, I think. He's done a Mickey Finn remix and he's done loads of other stuff as well. And the MC on that is Surreal.
Really?
MC Why is that? Surreal. So there we go. I like that.
I like that
a lot.
As well. I'm going to dip into my bin of old school.
The next one.
I have quite a bit of old
school. Before we go
on
to music,
old school
we
bin.
Do some non-music stuff, like some stuff or non-music playing.
Let's do that thing.
All right. So I've got some other releases or some new releases which haven't made on the podcast or haven't been released yet that I think you should know about. Feist. It's Steve loves a bit of feist, don't you?
I quite like a bit of feist, yeah.
Yeah. She's got a new single out called How Come You Never Go There, and she's got an album out called Metals, which is coming out in October. You go to her website, you can hear some of those tunes. Death in Vegas have got a new album out on the 26th of September.
Allegedly.
Called Trans Love Energies. Definitely, I've been on their website. I've got a link.
Definitely before.
I've got a link in my email which will let me download a free tune that they've done, because I was in the first 100 people to register with it or something, I don't know. So I may have that ready to play next podcast if I don't already have the album. If you've not seen the link that I put up for the YouTube video,
skip to the end.
And there, it's on an album called The Green Album, which is kind of loads of bands, most of which I haven't heard of, kind of all doing Muppet songs, I think, but still kind of a bit rocky and all that kind of laughing.
I heard some of the Weezer and some of the version of Acre's tune. Anyway, it's a Weezer track on there, which is beautiful, and it's one of my favourite Muppet tunes from one of the Muppet movies.
Which is Between
the Lovers and Me. It's great. And there's my token episodic piece.
Someone else you need to check out, who I will play you guys some when the podcast's done, because I've not found any releases, but I've seen some stuff on YouTube, is the Alternative Dubstep Orchestra.
There's
a lot of kind of people doing their dubstep with an orchestra, but this is basically it's a
Now go to our blog and we'll have worked out what Darren's talking about by the time you've got there, and we'll put it on our blog for you.
Yes.
You can find our blog on comfortconspiracy.co.uk. You can send us an email if you want to, podcast@comfortconspiracy.co.uk. You can find us online on mixcloud.com and facebook.com/comfortconspiracy. And you can find us on Twitter, where we're at comfortcon, which is comfort conspiracy without the spiracy.
Hey.
There we go. I forgot to do that last week.
Tune.
Am I going to play a tune?
You're going to play,
I'm going to play a tune.
I was listening to recently Drum and Bass Arena's podcast, because they hit their 15th birthday, and this was one of the tunes that was played as part of that. Tunes from the last 15 years.
Love the risky.
This is the original Sin remix.
So, sorry, the album is...
I haven't even mentioned the album yet.
Oh.
I'm so not listening to their podcast.
Tunes from the last 15 years?
Yes.
Oh, the podcast is from... okay.
The podcast, they were celebrating their 15th birthday for playing tunes the last 15 years. One of which was this. This is the original...
What I should have done is listen to you in the first place, shouldn't it?
I'm going to give up on the intro. Let's play the tune!
By the power of rock! The power of rock. by the power of rock.
So that was Raw, the original Sin remix, originally by Ebony Dubsters.
I like that.
It's nice, isn't it? Go and get the original as well, because that doesn't actually sound a lot like the original.
It does, it's a
massive classic. That particular one came from Drum and Bass Arena Anthology, which is the compilation album they have released to go with the 15th birthday that they were podcasting about as I was there. You're listening to me this time, Darren. So, Drum and Bass Arena Anthology, which you can get from breakbeat.co.uk, which is the confusing domain name for Drum and Bass Arena, has 60 tracks
weird,
on
isn't it.
Yeah, it's just from back in the 15 years ago. They've been going for quite a while. It's a really good little thing, tenner for MP3s, 60 of them with three mixes.
2 hours downloading today.
I bought the WAV version, so it came to 3.5 gigs worth of audio. Yes, but it was well worth it. £15.
That's the reason we were late.
For 60 tunes in WAV.
That's right.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that at all.
Yes, you can.
Well,
it's
I could if I wanted to. It's rubbish. Awful. Steve, you're going to step up at
Steve,
long last.
Last minute tune.
During that track, Steve legged it downstairs, went to the record shop, came back, and was like, this is the record I was talking about. So,
Good advantages of having a record shop in your house.
Yeah.
This is Speech to Bell. It's called Blaze Up a Fire. I'm going to leave it set because it comes straight in the vocals, I think. And it's from an upcoming album, which is comes out next year, but I don't know what it's called. I don't think it's named yet. But she chose to release it early because it's about the state of the world and what with all the riots and people getting rather agitated, it fits perfectly and it's a good tune. And it's also featuring Roots Maneuver and Realism.
Is that his new album, Roots Maneuver?
This is her album coming out next year.
But it features
she.
Oh, yeah.
Some
of
us see what we not to listen.
That's
how they keep it from us. So I burn the fire from the courts to the cops. Spiritual wealth is what fills my cups. I use this hip hop to profess my love. I am not a pop star, I'm a motherfucking thug. I'm a fiend for the truth, drugs. Getting lean off a liver, eat pop, you see me? They let the wrong one in when they let me in. You understand what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? I hear what they're saying with the undertone. They're telling me they went to Iraq to help them grow. They're so arrogant and so obvious. The true horse from the ground in Fallujah, you see me? Sometimes you need to blaze up a fire. Let it be known for the record, Your Honor. Before the case gets settled, Your Honor. Let the fire blaze in various ways. Be it the road, be it the stage, the flames stay hot.
demystified, mystified. Tell lies, put an eye with the television. Subliminal programs or hold hands in prison. Hold hands with the ism that truly ain't him. Paint him, taint him, decimate him. Reduced to a fraction of flesh and skin, we sing. Rhythm for the culture, scope precisely. Devilish encryption could never subscribe, we. Word, power, and sound moving the molecule. Wonderful, runnerful with many degrees. Pepper decree, heat for reason. Heat the heathens, pagans flee. But these streets are paved with fevery. False prophets, false hope, false believery.
Sometimes you need to blaze up a fire.
Let it be known for the record, Your Honor.
Sometimes you need to blaze up a fire
before the case gets settled, Your Honor.
Sometimes you need to blaze up a fire.
Let it be known for the record, Your Honor.
Sometimes you need to blaze up a fire
before the case gets settled, Your Honor.
So let's form the battalion and stop battling for love of medallions. Covered blood laid up in an ambulance. Can't you see we're just Africans with new garms on but no hearts? Mannequins, while Freemasons dance with the Vatican's speech. I'm so tired of imagining. So ready for riots to start happening. Yeah. And Obama, I'm not backing him. Sickening, they drop bombs, they sing hymns in church like God's gone. And these devils really think they're gonna win, but they're wrong, car. I stand strong on every song and pardon what if you don't know I am the unknown man with unknown plans, writing my future with no hands. Unplug your mind from the enemies, programs live life with benignity. Famalam, stop the killing spree. Do you want to make money or history? Cause honestly, hand on my heart, no man in power's ever done a thing for me. It's not a mystery, it's liberties. Blaze up a fire till the victory.
Go tell the judge and the jury, they don't know the half of the story. So if I break it down slowly, they can really see where I'm coming from. I had the smart before them come. Live it down, I never done. When they showed up, I never run. Stood firm for the conundrum.
I like that.
Nice.
Really nice. I don't know Speech to Bill at all.
She won the Mercury Music Prize two years ago, didn't she?
2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a good album as well.
Right.
Yeah, brilliant. That was Ninja Tune's first victory.
I don't know if you noticed. Why isn't it? Ooh.
What haven't we noticed?
It had Roots Maneuver in it.
He mentioned that at the beginning.
I know, I was joking.
Oh, okay. Oh dear, we are all very tired. We do apologise for our own slowness here.
Okay, so I'll play my last tune. I'm going to play a bit of Deadmau5. I've not played Deadmau5 yet, I don't think. No.
I think you did a bit of...
We've discussed him. Definitely.
So Billy had a remix at some point, didn't you?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to play a bit of Deadmau5. This is from his 4x4 equals 12 album.
Good album.
And this is the Raise Your Weapon. It's a new EP out that's a load of remixes.
Is this just to piss Phil off?
Do you know, I don't think we've played any Deadmau5 before.
Listen to this. You know, I know what you say about Deadmau5.
No.
Bear in mind, this is a remix, but it's quite close to the original. If you get what I mean.
Launch your assault now. Take it easy. Raise your weapon. Raise your weapon. One word and it's over. Ripping through like a missile. Ripping through my heart. Bob me up. This time.
feel now to watch it burn.
The noisier remix of Raise Your Weapon. I didn't want to say noisier remix before you heard it, because then you get an idea of what's coming.
Yeah.
But that tune itself is it's one of my favorite tunes off the album, and it's kind of similar to the extent that you've got that nice chilled intro and then it just goes off in a direction you don't expect to. But 4x4=12, if you've not heard dead mouse I'd say listen to that album, because it's a great album.
It's brilliant.
Great album. I'm
That's
gonna
a great
play...
vocal on that track as well.
Yes,
it's really good house vocal.
I'm going to fade this out because I've got the other remix that I like off the EP. And the only reason I'm playing it is because it's in another by another annoying 17-year-old talented bastard who's a French guy called Madian. So I'm just going to flick a little bit through it and just to get an idea of what he does. It's a completely different feel. I'm not going to play any more than that because you'll have to buy the EP to listen to it. But that's Madian, M-A-D-E-O-N. He's on Facebook. He's done, funnily enough, he's done a remix of that Pendulum song, which is how I found the Pendulum remix page on SoundCloud, because
right.
His version of that's on SoundCloud. But check out Madian. He's well worth, if you like that French sound, check him out. Quality.
Your turn. I raise my weapon every time I see your mum.
You bastard.
Ah, there we go then. So we've made it through another episode. And I believe we're
switches to so innocent.
Strolling. I'm completely innocent. strolling casually towards the last tune.
Yes.
Can you stroll?
casually.
Yes. I don't think you can't stroll casually. Because if you're not casual, sort of like it's not strolling.
Walking. That's strolling, going for a walk through the countryside.
Strolling is like Mr. Softy does it when he's walking down a street.
It's like your swagger, but
I either run or I strut. Okay, so I'm going to be able to get in with this. I either run or I have to wear a suit with really
strut
big
like
lapels.
A cock.
Yeah.
Walk like a panther. I'm going to play another tune from the D&B Arena anthology that I was talking about earlier. I brought a bucket load with me this evening because we weren't sure exactly what we were going to be playing today, what with Steve's disability of the head. And
oh, one thing we didn't plug was Pete Wheeler's thing. He's got Errol Alcorn playing, hasn't he?
He has, indeed. Pete Wheeler, who is involved with the night called Cubed in Reading and was previously doing a Sunday night in Reading and has played many festivals, is a great...
He did Glastonbury last year, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And he...
Yes.
It was good.
Stormed it as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he's got Errol Alcorn coming to play in Reading soon. And the date of that night escapes us all, and it's a very long way to the email that has the date in. So what I'm going to say is, check out our website. We'll make sure there's links to the relevant information, because Errol Alcorn is great. Was it November?
What's his night called?
Pete Wheeler's good as well.
Pete Wheeler's, I thought I'd covered that. Pete's great.
What's his night called, though?
Cubed.
Cubed.
They have the DJs in a cube, and they project onto it. Yes, they have a website.
Okay.
Cubed Reading. Stick that in Google, and we will tell you more in the next episode. Is it? No, let's not necessarily give
people the wrong information. Play your tune, and then we can ship in halfway through the tune.
It's this. Like a radio show.
Also, keep your eye out in the, if you're a podcast subscriber, in the feed. Sometime in the near future, you should get a random special mix, because in the next couple of days, I'm going to get back on the Wheels of Steel for the first time in quite a long time and do a big mashup of all the old school that I just got off the anthology album. So look forward to that, and I'm going to lead out with a tune from it, and I'm spoilt for choice because I picked out all the really good ones from it.
Can I make a request? I don't think I even need to say it.
I know which one you want to play, but I'm thinking, you know, no, I'm kicking that for the mix.
It's warm, this last 5 minutes has probably been the most riveting end to a podcast that anyone has ever heard.
I'm going to play this one. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
This is Twist 'Em Out by Dillinger, and that all-important Errol Alcorn gig date is Friday, the 25th of November at Sub 89 in Reading. You've been listening to the Comfort Conspiracy podcast, episode number 17. We'd like to thank you for bearing with us.
Yes, yes. I'd just like to apologise for everything that's happened in the last hour and a half.
This is a maid talking.
See you in a fortnight. Bye!
Bye!
All right.